Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He's got quite a bit to say. So before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's what Mr. Anonymous has to say, and I quote, "Hello, Sandman. Over the holidays, I ended up blackpilling myself. It happened after I had a weak moment with a 30-year-old woman. On one hand, I can't exactly complain about receiving attention from someone much younger than myself, even if only for one night. But at the same time, it was a realization that at 51 years of age, my time as far as ever getting married or having children is over. And as this sentiment cemented itself into my addled brain, I could feel myself ingesting the black pill and finally understood what it really was. I won't lie about the fact that prior to this realization, I was fairly down on the black pill and those who had ingested it. Why would I want to count myself amongst the incels? Why should I accept nihilism? Why should I despair over this? For 2 days, I was completely miserable. Worse yet, I realized that to some degree, I had blackpilled in prior moments in my life, but was oblivious to it. Perhaps that's the only thing that really saved me from getting into suicidal thoughts. I'd been here before. Inevitably, I forced myself to remove my personal desires and ego from the condition in order to try and understand what this pill really was. And once I did, a couple of things crystallized in my mind. And I want to share them with you in the hope that you'll share them with other men who've gone their own way, and who may have misconceptions about the black pill. The first realization was over the nature of women themselves. I've come to understand that all women have something called the seed of doubt buried within them. It's the source of their insecurity, and the reason women shit test men mercilessly. It's the point of uncertainty where she asks herself, did she make the right choice? Is she doing the right thing? It even pushes women to pursue collectivism and external validation because they just don't know. This seed of doubt has been metastasized by the waves of feminism to the point where women at this point are incapable of sustaining long-term relationships and marriages. There is this thirst to seek out relationships to sabotage because they understand, based on past experiences, how these seeds of doubt have ruined previous efforts. So oftentimes they seek out men who are physically attractive yet repugnant, over the belief that if they hurt this man and not the good man, then it won't feel so bad for them after the fact. It's delusional. At the same time, the seed can't be denied whether they simply simped to the clown world Kool-Aid or had a full dose. It is what it is, and in light of this, it has tempered my attitudes towards them. As for the modern man, and because of how gynocentric society is set up, the modern man is now participating in what I'd like to call a social paradox. This paradox is based on the premise that as an individual, it is in the best interest for the man to not get married or have children. For the individual man, going his own way is simply the best financial option, the best legal option, and the best spiritual option, in light of what women have become due to participation in the social media hive mind. I also have to acknowledge that if enough men make this most sensible choice for themselves in this society, civilization will collapse due to collapsing birth rates. This is already happening, and even in developing countries, birth rates are plummeting, as the zombie feminist apocalypse spreads, one smartphone at a time. So where does this leave me? In truth, I'm now at the stage in life where I've leveled out with this pill, and I'll try and reach out to incels where I can find them. Do I offer hope? No, only cope. And it's one day at a time. In the great grand scheme of things, I don't think I'll actually see the complete collapse in civilization in my lifetime. At the same time, I don't feel so bad because I also know that the creature comforts that allowed women to become so toxic in the first place will be gone after this collapse is completed. I understand that there's so many arguments about technology bailing us out of all of this. I would digress over a lifetime of experience in the communications field. There really is no incentive for men to continue supporting the society other than diminishing physical gratification. In summation, now after ingesting the black pill, I'm doubling down and encouraging men to put all other things in life before women. For me, it's a double win because if we all do our part, women will finally get their just desserts as the world men built falls into disrepair and finally collapses. Thanks for reading." Unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. So you've accepted the fact that you're what is known in the black pill community as an old cell. Single because you're too old for women to want you. Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't find a woman to have a relationship with. I've known guys in their 60s that got married or for the first time married. So it is possible. But after the age of 40, that chance drops to around 10%. Women have been polled time and time again and have stated that they want a 36 to 38 year old male as the ideal age for partnering up with and getting married and having a family. I was also thinking of using your original title that you sent me for this video called Black Pills and Revelations, but somehow figured it wouldn't get as many people's attention. You mentioned that women have something known as the seed of doubt, and that's why they shit test us. I would say that doubt is tied up in their ability to manipulate a man to continue loving them. They don't understand what love is otherwise. Why would they keep asking us over and over and over again if we love them? Shit testing is about making sure they get an emotional reaction from us, because if we get passionately upset at them, then it shows we've invested emotionally in the relationship. They aren't trying to sabotage the relationship by shit testing men. They're testing the strength of it constantly. Like a person that checks the time every 5 to 10 minutes to make sure they leave on time for an appointment. They know the odds of a man leaving them when upset if he loves them are next to nothing. So the guy will get angry and she'll know he's emotionally invested. But there's no care in the world given to how the man feels about this. Then later on she'll use him as an emotional tampon, dumping her trouble du jour onto him as well. You also mentioned that women don't care if they hurt the less attractive men that they not only don't love, but he doesn't even make them tingle. It's sad because we men are an emotional and physical resource there to be consumed. You mentioned that men going their own way is a social paradox, but it's not a paradox. But it's actually the individual man choosing personal survival over genetic survival because of the threat he perceives from a woman. Yes, it's the best legal, financial, and spiritual option that we have. Yes, we're in an early stage of civilization collapse if a huge chunk of the male population goes their own way. The ultimate black pill should be that regardless of if we reproduce or not, the human race is running towards that feminist zombie apocalypse, with collapsing birth rates caused by the empowerment of women. Even the tradcons and chads are not replacing themselves. To make a difference at the current rate, there won't actually be any humans outside of uncontacted tribes in roughly 800 or 900 years. If you continue down our current trajectory of gynocentric feminism, try swallowing that black pill. I'm glad you're accepting the fact that there won't be a complete Mad Max collapse. It never really happens that way. These things happen gradually, yet every generation wants to be the last on the earth, so they don't feel like they missed out on anything. I also don't agree with you that the creature comforts for women will be gone. I don't see the birth control pill ever going away. I also don't see women getting their just desserts. I see them just warming up and about to take political power in the West for the first time ever. I see shrinking populations having more than enough renewable energy to sustain this standard of living as far as the eye can see, even as our numbers continue to dwindle. With women in political power and more resources available to people, as each future generation gets smaller, that means the feminist zombie apocalypse can continue. Not a collapse, but just a slow and steady decline in the number of people. Think of the future like the continent of Pan Am from the Hunger Games, but where everyone lives in a city that looks like the capital, with a total population of roughly 4.5 million for the entire continent. I think that's a bit extreme, but you never know with falling fertility rates. I don't think it's time to get blackpilled about this population decline problem. I'm a firm believer that artificial wombs or even surrogacy will provide the answer at some point, even though I know you don't believe in technology, Mr. Anonymous. The group that figures out a way to reproduce the rest will win if they have an advanced military technology as well. Sometimes TFM says that the nation of traditional men that outreproduce the rest of the men in the world will take the world. If that's the case, then the Taliban would rule the earth right now. Mr. Anonymous, for whatever reason, you believe you can't find a woman to have a relationship or marriage with. So that makes you an incel and you've accepted how hopeless it is to find someone. You also seem to be happy because you believe that women will suffer in a civilization collapse, which I don't believe will happen. But maybe it's a revenge fantasy you have that you'll never see fulfilled in this lifetime. So you're imagining women 200 years from now being forced to live in savage existences to boost your self-esteem. That to me is kind of sad. I prefer a world where women empower themselves all the way to extinction, where we as men use technology to reproduce and the feminist zombie apocalypse never happens, and women just fade away like the dodo, and we tell our male descendants through cloning or surrogacy about women in the past tense one day. That once we freed them, they were just obsessed over their own status and hedonism to the point where they became no more. It'll be no fault of ours as men that they were just too damn selfish to procreate. The only way to stabilize the fertility rates for men at this point is to give us a safe technological option for reproduction that protects us from bad social, financial, and emotional consequences. A technology that would allow us to do a cock-benefit analysis, and where the positives outweigh the negatives. Many men in the Black Pill community say that most MGTOWs are just incels in denial. That it's all about that old line, you tell your boss when she fires you. You say, you can't fire me because I quit. It's hilarious because it's a way to deny reality that you were actually the one let go first. By saying you're the one that left first, you're taking your power back. It still doesn't change the fact that women don't actually want you if you're an incel. If you're a MGTOW, people say that MGTOW is genetic suicide, then tell the people that criticize you like that, that in 1,000 years, human beings won't exist as a whole at the current fertility levels. Tell those guys that by having children, they're only delaying the death of their own genes by a few 100 years, or maybe 1,000 years at most. Tell them that 30 or 40,000 years ago, there were less than 10,000 humans all the way from England to Korea, and they were headed back in that direction. Women's instinct is to pick up the best-looking man to reproduce with. If they can't find that guy, then they skip out on reproduction entirely and get cats instead. As each generation gets smaller, the number of chads gets smaller too, and fertility collapse just snowballs. At least the fish in the oceans and the deer in the forest will be happy because humans will be hunting them a lot less. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you could have smashed a woman that was 20 years younger than you. And even though she won't marry you or have kids with you, you can still use surrogacy to procreate with. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think that life is black-pilled and hopeless if they can't get married and have children away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.